Ever thought you could get a ticket or even arrested for just eating in your car?
Yeah,
Sounds kind of crazy.
it does.
But that's what happened in L.A., leading to this case, Desert Train v. City of Los Angeles. It went all the way to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Wow.
We're going to unpack this whole thing and see how this question, like, when does living in your car actually become a crime?
Yeah.
You know, how did that even make sense?
Yeah, it really shows the tension between a city, you know, trying to deal with homelessness and then people's rights, you know,
Right,
their
exactly.
constitutional rights.
Okay, so let's start with the actual law, Los Angeles Municipal Code, section 85.02.
Okay.
It said you can't use a vehicle as living quarters overnight, day by day. Otherwise, sounds simple enough, right?
Well,
What's the
the
catch?
problem is the wording is so vague. Like, what does living quarters even mean when you're talking about a car?
Right.
Does it mean sleeping in your car?
Yep.
What about eating? What about just storing your stuff?
Right.
The law doesn't say, and that's where the problems start.
It's like saying you can't use your kitchen for cooking stuff.
Exactly.
It's so broad, it's meaningless.
Yeah, and that's what made this law so messed up, because living quarters and otherwise were so vague, it basically let the police decide who to go after.
So that's where the Venice Homelessness Task Force comes in.
Right. This task force started using this law to target people living in their vehicles. We're not talking about hypotheticals. This had real consequences.
Yeah, the case mentions some crazy examples like Cheyenne Desert Train, one of the people suing. She was arrested just waiting to volunteer.
Wow.
Another person got a ticket just for having a sleeping bag in their car. It makes you wonder, was the law really about solving problems or just targeting certain people?
Yeah, that's a big question the Ninth Circuit had to deal with. The plaintiffs were saying this law was unconstitutionally vague and it violated their 14th Amendment right to due process.
Okay, so for our listeners who aren't constitutional law experts, what's the due process clause?
Basically, it's about fairness and clarity in the law. A law has to be clear enough so anyone can understand what's not allowed. It can't be so vague that police can just enforce it however they want.
So they were saying the law was so unclear it gave the task force too much power.
Exactly. They said the vagueness basically let the task force criminalize normal things for homeless people while maybe ignoring those same things for people with homes.
So, how did the lower courts handle this? Did they see the same problems?
At first, no. The district court agreed with the city and said the law was fine, but the plaintiffs appealed to the Ninth Circuit, and that's where things got interesting.
Let's talk about that Ninth Circuit decision. That's where things get really interesting.
Right.
What'd they say about the law?
Well, they took a very different view. They focused on those words living quarters and otherwise. They said those terms were so unclear, nobody could know for sure what they could and couldn't do.
Tells you they didn't hold back. Did they
No.
give any examples of how the law was being misused?
Oh, yeah. They pointed out how the task force was focusing on homeless people, even though the law didn't specifically say anything about homelessness. They gave the example of someone with a house who keeps camping gear in their car. That person, they said, probably wouldn't have any problems.
So basically, whether you had a home or not was more important than what the law actually said.
Right. The court was basically saying the law's vagueness created a system where two people could do the same thing, but only one gets punished because they're homeless.
That sounds like it goes against the 14th Amendment's guarantee of equal protection.
Yeah, you're right. And the Ninth Circuit made it clear that they saw this law as a way to target a certain group of people, not as a way to address a real public safety problem.
What happened in the end?
The Ninth Circuit threw out the law. They said it was unconstitutionally vague. This decision had a big impact across the country and made other cities rethink their own laws about homelessness.
This wasn't just a win for the people in the case. It set a standard that could protect a lot of people from these kinds of vague and unfair laws. How did Desert Train affect other cities that were dealing with similar issues?
It was a big wake-up call. Cities couldn't use these vague laws to deal with homelessness anymore. Desert Train forced them to write laws that were more specific and clearly defined what people couldn't do. It also made cities think about more helpful solutions, like creating safe parking programs.
That sounds a lot better than just making homelessness a crime.
Definitely. Safe parking programs give people living in their vehicles a legal and safe place to park overnight. And a lot of these programs offer other help, like restrooms, showers, and help finding housing.
It seems like the Desert Train case had a big impact beyond LA. Are there any other important cases that built on what Desert Train decided?
Yeah, Martin v. Boise from Idaho is a good example. It was about making it a crime to sleep outside on public property.
Oh, yeah, I remember that case. Wasn't it going to go to the Supreme Court?
It was, but the Supreme Court didn't take it. However, the Ninth Circuit's ruling in Martin v. Boise, which was based a lot on Desert Train, still stands. They basically said that cities can't make it illegal to sleep outside if they don't have enough shelter space.
That's a huge win for people who are homeless. It recognizes that everyone needs a place to sleep and that being homeless isn't a crime.
It's a really important step towards making sure laws protect people, not punish them for things they can't control.
It's amazing how a question about living in a car led to such big changes in the law. This case shows how powerful the courts can be in protecting people's rights, even when dealing with complicated social issues like homelessness. What are some important things our listeners, a lot of whom are lawyers, should remember about this case?
I think the biggest thing is that the vagueness doctrine is really important for protecting individual rights. Like we saw in Desert Train, a law that isn't clear can be used to unfairly target vulnerable people. For lawyers, this case is a reminder to be careful about how laws and ordinances are written.
It shows how technical legal ideas can have a huge impact on real people's lives. It's not just about abstract principles, it's about fairness and justice for everyone.
Right. And this case also shows how important it is to advocate for laws that are clear and specific. When laws are vague, they create uncertainty and allow for random enforcement, which can have terrible consequences, especially for marginalized communities.
Desert Train and Martin v. Boise both show how hard it is for cities to deal with homelessness. What do you think about finding a balance between addressing real concerns and protecting the rights of people who are homeless?
It's a tough issue, but I think Desert Train gives us some good direction. Instead of criminalizing homelessness, cities need to focus on finding solutions that are compassionate and effective. Things like safe parking programs, better access to affordable housing, and more mental health and substance abuse services can all help address the root causes of homelessness.
It's clear that just pushing people around or trying to ignore them doesn't work. It takes a strategy that combines legal protections with social support.
Exactly. It takes lawmakers, service providers, advocates, and the whole community working together.
This deep dive has been really helpful. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us and for explaining this important case and what it means for the future.
It's been my pleasure. These are conversations we need to keep having if we want to create a fairer society for everyone.
We hope you found this look at Desert Train v. City of Los Angeles informative and interesting. Until next time, keep those legal minds sharp, and remember, fighting for justice means staying aware and being willing to challenge laws that don't meet our standards.
Absolutely. They said it was unconstitutionally vague. This decision had a big impact across the country and made other cities rethink their own laws about homelessness.
This wasn't just a win for the people in the case. It set a standard that could protect a lot of people from these kinds of vague and unfair laws. How did Desert Train affect other cities that were dealing with similar issues?
Oh, it was a huge wake-up call. Cities couldn't just use these vague laws to deal with homelessness anymore. You know, Desert Train really forced them to write laws that were more specific and clearly defined what people couldn't do. It also pushed cities to start thinking about better solutions, like creating safe parking programs.
That sounds a lot better than just making homelessness a crime.
For sure. Safe parking programs give people living in their vehicles a legal and safe place to park overnight. And a lot of these programs offer other help, like restrooms, showers, and help finding housing.
It seems like the Desert Train case had a big impact beyond LA. Are there any other important cases that built on what Desert Train decided?
Absolutely. Martin v. Boise from Idaho is a good example. It was about making it a crime to sleep outside on public property.
Oh, yeah, I remember that case. Wasn't it going to go to the Supreme Court?
It was, but the Supreme Court chose not to hear it. But the Ninth Circuit's ruling in Martin v. Boise, which was based a lot on Desert Train, still stands. They basically said that cities can't make it illegal to sleep outside if they don't have enough shelter space.
That's a huge win for people who are homeless. It recognizes that everyone needs a place to sleep and that being homeless isn't a crime.
Yeah, it's a really important step towards making sure laws protect people and don't punish them for things they can't control.
It's amazing how a question about living in a car led to such big changes in the law. This case shows how powerful the courts can be in protecting people's rights, even when dealing with complicated social issues like homelessness. What are some important things our listeners, a lot of whom are lawyers, should remember about this case?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that the vagueness doctrine is really important for protecting individual rights. Like we saw in Desert Train, a law that isn't clear can be used to unfairly target vulnerable people. So for lawyers, this case is a reminder to think carefully about how laws and ordinances are written.
It shows how, like, technical legal ideas can really affect people's lives. You know, it's not just about these big principles. It's about making sure things are fair for everybody.
Absolutely. And this case shows just how important it is to fight for laws that are clear and specific. I mean, when laws are vague, they cause uncertainty, and that opens the door for unfair enforcement. And that can have really bad consequences for marginalized communities.
Desert Train and Martin v. Boise, they both highlight how tough it is for cities to deal with homelessness. What are your thoughts on, finding that balance? Addressing concerns, but also protecting the rights of people experiencing homelessness.
Well, it's definitely a complex issue, but I think Desert Train offers some really valuable guidance. Instead of just criminalizing homelessness, cities need to focus on creating solutions that are both compassionate and effective. We need things like safe parking programs, more access to affordable housing, and expanded mental health and substance abuse services. These are the kinds of things that can really address the root causes of homelessness.
It's clear that just pushing people around or trying to ignore them doesn't work. It takes a strategy that combines legal protections with social support.
Exactly. It requires collaboration. Lawmakers, service providers, advocates, and the whole community need to work together.
This deep dive has been incredibly helpful. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us and for explaining this important case and what it means going forward.
It's been my pleasure. These are conversations we need to keep having if we want to create a more just and equitable society for everyone.
We hope you found this look at Desert Train v. City of Los Angeles informative and thought-provoking. Until next time, keep those legal minds sharp. And remember, fighting for justice means staying aware and being willing to challenge laws that don't live up to our ideals.